Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This morning's reading is the appointed gospel lesson for Ash Wednesday every year. And when we read it at our Ash Wednesday services, some interesting questions typically come up. By receiving ashes on our forehead in such a public sort of way, are we actually doing what Jesus tells us not to do in this passage? Do we receive ashes so that our fasting may be seen by other people? Shouldn't we be practicing Lent? Well, secret. Two things come to mind on that score. First, while the imposition of ashes is a relatively recent phenomenon within the Missouri Synod, Christians have been practicing the imposition of ashes for over a millennium now. And when they do so, they customarily use this exact gospel lesson for it. Surely Christians would not have chosen a gospel lesson for the imposition of ashes that directly contradicts the imposition of ashes, would they? Unlikely, but even if that were the case, there's a bigger point here. This gospel lesson does not actually contradict the imposition of ashes at all. On the contrary, it reminds us how we are to receive them in the first place. Indeed, how we are to conduct ourselves throughout this holy season of Lent, and that is with repentance. The problem is not the ashes, it never was. The problem is the lack of repentance in our hearts. So in this lesson, Jesus rebukes those who practice their piety in order to call attention to themselves, so that they may be seen by others and prove their piety and their righteousness. The problem isn't what they're doing. The problem is why they're doing it. Jesus gives three examples. The first is those who publicly give alms in order to be seen by others. They do so in a way that calls attention to themselves, to their giving. Second is those who publicly pray in order to be seen by others. They likewise do so in a way that calls attention to themselves and to their praying. The third is those who fast publicly in order to be seen by others. They too do so in a way that calls attention to themselves and to their fasting. It's in this context that Jesus urges those fasting to anoint their heads and wash their faces rather than walking around so solemnly. Just as he tells those giving alms to sound no trumpet, and those who pray to go into their rooms and close the door. See, if you're practicing your righteousness so as to be seen by others, Jesus says, then it would be better for you to practice those things in complete privacy, so that only your Father in heaven sees and knows what you're doing. The problem isn't giving alms publicly, it's praying publicly, it isn't fasting publicly. The problem is doing so in a way that calls attention to yourself, that you may be praised by those around you. The problem is not giving, praying, fasting publicly, but the reason being done. Of course, that could really be applied to just about anything we as Christians do, especially anything we do publicly. Sharing the gospel, confessing our sins, receiving the sacraments, singing hymns, doing outward works, even pastors preaching, a particular source of pride for the clergy. Unless it's a bad sermon, but we'll overlook that. The solution, though, is to stop doing those things, even though they can all be done with evil intent. The solution is to repent of our selfish motivations for doing so. Likewise, the solution to the problem of this gospel lesson isn't necessarily to stop giving in public, praying in public, or fasting in public. And if that were the case, we've done a very poor job of listening to our Lord. Because so far as I can tell, we still do a lot of praying in public. We do a lot of giving in public, like when we pass the offering plates, when we did before COVID. We do those things because they were never the problem in the first place. The desire to be seen by others was the problem. The selfish motives of the heart were the problem. The lack of repentance in the heart was the problem. And for that, your Lord gives you a ready solution this Lent. Repent. The problem with ashes, or any other form of public penance, or any aspect of public worship in Christianity, during Lent or otherwise, is not the fact that it's done publicly. The problem comes when we do it for show, to be seen by others without repentance in our hearts. Yet the entire season of Lent, the observance of Ash Wednesday, even the imposition of ashes itself, serves the exact opposite purpose. It reminds you that now is the time to repent. Oh yeah, sure. Our entire life should be themed by repentance, a daily drowning of the old Adam in us. But the season of Lent underscores the need for repentance in a unique and tangible way. It reminds us that sin has infected us from our first parents, Adam and Eve, forward. That it has corrupted our desires and our actions, and it has subjected us to the wrath and condemnation of a holy God. It reminds us that we who are made from dust sinned against our Creator, and for that we shall return to dust and death as the just, right punishment for our sins. Yet, just as surely, reminds us that for those sins, your Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God and second person of the Holy Trinity, God Himself in the flesh, willingly and gladly submitted Himself to a bloody, gruesome, sacrificial death that He did not deserve for sins He did not commit. That you who repent and believe might be forgiven of those sins, might be saved from the perils of those sins, might live forever with your Lord, after resurrection to life eternal. You don't have to stop imposing ashes or observing Ash Wednesday or practicing penance during Lent. He says, you don't have to stop giving publicly or praying publicly, according to this lesson. No. But the Lord does give you an opportunity to do those sorts of things the right way. By repenting of your sins, including the selfish desires that motivate you, seeking the approval of others. So repent of those sins. Repent of them. Repent and believe this Lent. Repent and believe this Lent, knowing that what Christ has accomplished for you at the end of Lent, during that first Holy Week, upon a cross that Good Friday, means that those sins of yours, those sins of which you repent, will not be held against you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.